they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
I do want to talk about the issue of abortion, which is important to a lot of voters all across the country. Just this week, women in Idaho and Tennessee, I don't know if you saw this, filed suit against their state saying their lives were put at risk after they were denied abortion services because their state's restrictive laws put in place after Roe was overturned. So my question for you, Mr. President, is how is it acceptable in America that women's lives are at risk, doctors are being forced to turn away patients in need or risk breaking the law?
Ready? A little bit of a long answer. I hope you have time.
I hope you have time. I'm here for
so
as long
you
as
have
you
have. Roe v. Wade, for 52 years, people, including Democrats, wanted it to go back to states so that states could make the right.
What in the actual, oh my God. What? No. Okay, it's not 52 years, it's 49 years. Okay, first of all, 73 to 2022. That's a minor thing. It's just a detail fact thing that he doesn't get right. He repeats it later, but whatever. That's not important. Democrats wanted it to go back to the states? What?
People, including Democrats, wanted it to go back to states so that states could make the right.
No. Unless what you mean is, you know, no. That's just false. How many, you ask yourself this question. How many Democrats do you know who were happy to see the Dobbs decision come down? Because then it would make abortion a state-by-state issue. How many? Zero. Because under the Roe scheme and the Casey scheme, people who are pro-choice or pro-abortion, they're not the same, but people who want abortion to be legal, either because they think it's good or because they think it's not their business, even though they think it's bad, okay, two different positions, all were glad for Roe to be the law of the land and Casey. They did not want it to. What in the actual? Good Lord. Okay. All right. But moving on.
Roe v. Wade, I did something that nobody thought was possible, and Roe v. Wade was terminated, was put back to the states. Now.
I wouldn't say I, but okay, you put the Supreme Court justices in who did overturn. That's true. And for pro-lifers, great credit to President Trump for that. Okay. So fine. He says I, fine.
People, pro-lifers, have the right to negotiate for the first time. They had no rights at all.
That's true.
Because the radical people on this are really the people, the Democrats, that say after 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, and even after birth, you're allowed to terminate the baby.
Democrats aren't saying that. I just have to say, Democrats are not saying that.
She's right. He's wrong. There's no Democrats out there wanting to kill babies after they're born. Are you crazy? No, I take it back. There are a few super fringe voices. As fringe as on the other side, people who think violence in defense of the unborn is justified. Okay? Super fringe. They don't count. Okay? This notion that somehow Democrats want to be able to terminate a child after it's... Are you kidding me? Well, Andrew, there was that one thing of the lead in the... Stop it. Stop it. And even late-term abortion, as much as it's a horrific thing, is the extreme minority of cases. Grant the things that are true that the other side says, and they're right. Termination in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month is extraordinarily rare, and it almost always has something to do with, you know, serious defects with the baby or something like that, okay? It's extremely rare. And the fight about late-term abortion is largely missing the point about abortion in general. And now, one part he's right about is that typically Democrats have defended up to full term, but not because they want to see elective abortions in the 8th month, but they want to see the ability of doctors to terminate a pregnancy that late when there are serious problems with the baby. Okay, that's why. But this notion about the post-birth is completely false.
Does it bother you, though, that women say their lives are being put at risk? Do you feel you bear any responsibility? Because as you say, you are responsible for having Roe v. Wade overturned.
This is an issue that's been going on for a long time, and it's a very polarizing issue. Because of what's been done, and because of the fact we brought it back to the states, we're going to have people come together on this issue. They're going to determine the time, because nobody wants to see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Nobody wants to see abortions when you have a baby in the womb. I said with Hillary Clinton when we had...
You just said that Democrats do want to see that. Which is it?
With Hillary Clinton when we had the debate, I made a statement. Rip the baby out of the womb in the 9th month. You're allowed to do that, and you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Again, no one is arguing for that. That's not a part of anyone's platform, Mr. President.
The Democrats are able to kill the baby after birth.
Let me talk to you.
Nobody wants that.
That Democrats don't want that.
If you've listened to the show for any period of time, you know this. This is not news. I'm massively conflicted about Donald Trump because, on the one hand, I think he did some unbelievably effective things as a president. On the other hand, every time he opens his mouth, he makes me not want to vote for him. That's just the truth. There's nothing that persuades me away from him like him talking. Because he's varying between incoherent to contradictory to lying to clueless to arrogant to not answering the question. It's all over the place. And every once in a while he says something, I'm like, oh, that's exactly right. You know, like, I'm not going to take things off the table with regards to Taiwan. Good, that's right. That's the right answer. But the more he talks about the abortion issue, it's like he doesn't have any idea about the terrain, which could come from the fact that historically he's not a pro-lifer. Now, did he advance the cause of life? Did he get Supreme Court justices? Did what he did lead to Dobbs? All yes. All yes. Was that because of core convictions based on a lot of thought and reflection by him, or was that because that's effective politics? I don't know. But I don't think he's certainly not your ideological champion on this issue. More to come in just a second. Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend in Pensacola. It's Frontier Motors around Beverly Parkway. Watching one accident, slowing things down a little bit, but it looks like it's moving just slow. It's I-10 eastbound at mile marker 3. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to this interview on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, her first, you know, day host to Meet the Press. Long interview, 75 minutes. Minutes in real life, 40 minutes in, you know, chopped up TV time. But on the topic of abortion particularly, if you are a committed pro-lifer, if you believe, you know, a baby's a baby from the time of conception, okay, or if you believe a baby's a baby until the time of pain slash heartbeat, you know, somewhere in that vicinity, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, something like that, pay attention to this, right? Pay attention to this because the backdrop is, in Florida, Governor DeSantis signed first a 15-week ban that, you know, that got put on hold because of the privacy amendment in the Constitution. And then, you know, but pending Dobbs, because we thought they would validate the 15-week ban in Louisiana. When they went beyond that and said you can limit it entirely, and many states did, we passed a 6-week ban last time around, right? The 6-week ban, and he signed that. That's context for understanding this comment.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
too far? I think what he did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
It's a 6-week ban, not a 5-week. And that's terrible? So what Alabama did to prohibit it entirely, what Mississippi, you know, what other places have done to prohibit it entirely, that's terrible? The most pro-life states, including Florida, pushing to 6 weeks, that's terrible? Because at his core, I don't think he's a pro-lifer at his core. Not in the sense of it's a human. Should we have, should late-term abortion be? Yeah, of course. But what about 10 weeks, 12 weeks? Well, he thinks, you know, that should be fine because he says the decision to ratify and to sign a 6-week ban was a terrible decision by Governor DeSantis. You follow? There's more to this. Just listen.
Should the federal government impose any abortion restrictions, or should it be completely left up to the states?
No, I don't think you should be allowed to have abortions well into a pregnancy.
But what about the question
I
just
asked you?
Yeah, that's not the question.
We're going to agree to a number of weeks or months or however you want to define it. And both sides are going to come together. And both sides, and this is a big statement, both sides will come together, and for the first time in 52 years, 49. You'll have an issue that we can put behind us.
At the federal level?
It could be state or it could be federal. I don't frankly care.
So you're not committed to a ban at the federal level?
I will say this. Everybody, including the great legal scholars, love the idea of Roe v. Wade terminated so it be brought back to the states.
Again, what? There were a lot of conservative legal analysts and pro-lifers who were thrilled to see the Dobbs decision. But the idea that there was this like massive consensus among the legal scholars, are you kidding? I mean, honestly, do you even know what you're talking about? Because that's just false. That's as false as saying Democrats were excited to see Roe get overturned. Sort of in the what universe are you living in kind of thing. And then he gets asked about Mike Pence, sort of, because Pence comes up. This is interesting.
Your former Vice President Mike Pence believes that a fetus should have constitutional rights. Do you believe that, Mr. President?
Well, Mike Pence said something about 15 weeks, too, which was a big change for Mike Pence because Mike Pence had no exceptions. I have exceptions, by the way. I think people should have exceptions. I think if it's rape or incest or the life of the mother, I think you have to have exceptions.
Does a fetus have constitutional rights, Mr.
President? And a lot of people, when they don't have exceptions. Now, I will tell you that I think most people, most Republicans, are willing. You go, life of the mother, mm-hmm. rape, incest.
That, because he doesn't understand the pro-life position. How the baby got made does not determine whether it's a baby. That's what pro-lifers have been saying for years, is that these exceptions, you might allow them out of compassion, maybe, but they don't change the status of the person. You know, somebody who's 15 years old and was the product of rape is not less a person because of that. But he doesn't understand that because he's not willing to explain that. It's just a political position.
I think most of them are there.
But should a fetus have constitutional rights, Mr. President?
Well, I don't know what he's saying because before he wanted, you know, you couldn't have abortion.
But what are you saying?
Now all of a sudden, excuse me. Now all of a sudden he's saying 15 weeks. I said, wow, where did that come from? That's a radical change. Look. Something is going to happen that's going to be good for everybody. And that's what I'm almost like a mediator in this case.
Because I'm not invested. Because I don't have a view, really. And turning it onto what Pence thinks or whether he's changed is not the point. The point is, do you think they have constitutional rights? Do you think it's a person? At what point is it a person? So, again, stepping back from my just unbelievable frustration with this segment that he did, was he effective at advancing the cause of life? Yeah, absolutely. Would he be effective at brokering a compromise between the sort of warring factions in the United States in this longstanding 49-year culture war? Well, now it's longer, obviously, because we've had Roe overturned for a year, 50 years. Maybe. Could it even be that Trump is the right person because he's not committed to the sort of pro-life any time in pregnancy or at least 6 weeks? You know, I mean, also maybe. I'd have to be realistic about that. But he says the 6 weeks is wrong. He says the conception is wrong. Again, because he's not ideologically aligned. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You know, that's the very best part of that song, is that just kind of rumble in your lungs. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody had texted me, and what was the exact quote? Thank you so much for... I want to read it because it was funny. As a pro-life libertarian and an Alabama fan, I don't know what was more embarrassing, Trump's interview or our offensive line this weekend. Ooh, yeah. Weird football this weekend. Oh, my God. Super weird football this weekend, including, you know, the game in the Alabama game against South Florida got, you know, put on hold for a while for, you know, weather related issues. And, you know, if you're a Florida fan, you had a great weekend. I mean, we'll allow that. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 3 looks like it had. There was an accident quite a while ago. There was a roadblock quite a while ago, but now it's moving. Just moving a little slow. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. If you need a new vehicle, a new-to-you vehicle, Frontier Motors specializes in cars that are almost new and have had maybe, you know, they've had one owner and they've had a few thousand miles on them and that's it. You know, low miles, great condition, 1, 2, maybe 3 years old and great prices. What they do is, like, for example, with our car, I know our car was driven around for a year on a lease, brought back to the dealership. They couldn't sell it. I have no idea why, but I'm glad. Okay. So it went up for auction. Frontier went down to Orlando to buy it. They bought it. They bring it back to, you know, they clean it and put it on the lot and we bought it. We had a great deal on a car that was a year old and had 12,000 miles on it. And we've loved it ever since. That's what they specialize in. If you go by, they've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars on the lot. And you can sit in several different makes and models and try them for yourself and drive them for yourself. And I recommend you do. You know, take a couple of hours. I mean, you're going to live with this car for a long time. Take a little bit of time and drive several of them. Don't just drive one. Yeah, I'm good. You know, drive several and see what you like or don't like. Because you know how sometimes it's like that first experience, you notice one thing, and then after a couple of more minutes or an hour later, you know, right? Okay, so try some things out. That's the advantage of having such a great selection at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
President Biden's in New York today. He's scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly tomorrow. He'll also be meeting with several world leaders like Brazilian President Luiz Inácio, Lula da Silva, and also Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the next week. The Google antitrust trial is moving into its second week in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department accuses the tech giant of spending billions behind the scenes to secure agreements with mobile carriers, smartphone makers, and browser operators to become the default search engine. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will stay in office. Texas state senators voted on the 16 articles of impeachment against him and acquitted him on all counts. He'd been accused of abusing the power of his office to help a political donor. After he was acquitted, Paxton went on social media, called the impeachment a sham.
Yeah, it's amazing that the House voted to advance it, but then there were 19 Republicans in the Senate, and only two of them voted for impeachment. They needed 21 votes to convict, and they got, you know, no article got more than 14. So they didn't even remotely come close. And I will tell you, as a not Texas person, I have only been following this a little bit at a distance, but I mean, we're done here, right? You know, we're done here.
Looks pretty final.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Seafood Festival. Pensacola Seafood Festival comes up September 29th, so 2 weeks through October 1st. Wonderful stuff put on by Fiesta Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Five Iranian Americans are being freed today in a prisoner swap. Five Iranians are being released from prison and $6 billion in frozen oil money is released.
We're told the Iranian government will only be able to use these funds for humanitarian needs, and there will be strict controls on every transaction, with the U.S. able to stop things down if it's not going to plan. That is despite the Iranian president's claim that his government can use this money however it wants.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. North Korea's leader wraps up a six-day trip to Russia, heading home on his private armored train.
General Mark Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin will probably lead North Korea to give artillery rounds to Moscow, but it's not clear how many or how soon.
Fox's Jill Nato. Four of nine juveniles who escaped from a detention facility in Pennsylvania last night are reported to now be back in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 70 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. A Locksley woman has been charged for a fatal shooting in Baldwin County. Now, this is after a shooting at a residence in the Bon Secours community. And deputies say they found a 30-year-old black male with multiple gunshot wounds at that residence last Friday. Investigators say 25-year-old Tajanika Armstrong was identified as the suspect shortly after that. She was arrested on an unrelated warrant in Foley and since has now been booked into the Baldwin County Jail on capital murder charges. Some good news, a top finish for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Canine Unit Bloodhounds, and specifically Canine Zinc this year at the Southeastern States Manhunt Competition. Canine deputies and their handlers were at that competition late last week. During the competition, the canines are tasked with locating a lost child or a suspect. Zinc won first place. The inmate that walked away from a work detail in Gulf Shores last weekend has now been captured. Police say 34-year-old Christopher Ivy Bates was arrested and booked into the Mobile County Jail. There's no details yet on where he was found. Police say he'd escaped from his work detail last Wednesday, shedding his inmate clothing and fleeing with the help of an accomplice. He'd been serving a 20-year sentence on robbery charges. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh is having a town hall meeting tonight in Perdido Key. The controversial roundabout there on Perdido Key Drive will be one topic discussed tonight. Transportation engineer Chris Phillips is going to be on hand to share what they learned after doing a recent traffic study.
We wanted to make sure that we had some good scientific numbers, and we examined some traffic on some Saturdays. They were good weather days. They were during the summer season in late July, and we really wanted a good representation of what the traffic was going to look like during that time so that we could get some good data.
And Phillips says they're currently working on some potential modifications for that roundabout. However, they're a little bit limited because of right-of-way issues, also wildlife that's in the area. The town hall meeting is going to be held tonight at the United Methodist Church from 6 until 8 p.m. Authorities have arrested a teenager who's accused of killing his own mother and wounding another person.
This is heartbreaking. Our suspect is only 14 years of age. This 14-year-old young boy's life is over too.
And all this happening in Hillsborough County, that was Sheriff Chad Cronister, and he says the suspect pointed the gun at his own head when deputies finally caught up with him. They talked the teen into dropping the weapon, and the other shooting victim hospitalized in critical condition in that case. Governor Ron DeSantis appears to be struggling to pick up support in Michigan. A couple of polls released over the weekend. The Susquehanna polls show Donald Trump leading DeSantis in the Michigan Republican primary, and they also showed Trump doing better than DeSantis in the general election as well. Trump leads DeSantis currently by 47 points with primary voters in Michigan. In the general election, Trump trails President Biden by 3 points. DeSantis trails Biden by 6 points. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I-10 east and westbound clear. No issues with any on or off ramps in I-110 north and southbound. Traveling at posted speeds too. All exits on ramps clear as well. There was an accident a little earlier at mile marker 3 at I-10, and it was a little slow east and westbound. That's completely cleared now. If you have traffic tips, text them at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Tuesday, beautiful weather will continue with a high near 89. Plenty of sunshine with a low on Tuesday night near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 70 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. In a move that stunned investors and employees alike, Planet Fitness ousted company veteran Chris Rondeau from his post as CEO. Shares tumbled nearly 16% in the wake of the announcement, hitting a 52-week low. Planet Fitness says it's searching for its next CEO, both internally and externally. Craig Benson, a former governor of New Hampshire and a member of the company's board, will serve as the interim CEO. Rondeau's departure appeared sudden, and it's not clear what triggered the decision, especially after a stronger-than-expected second-quarter earnings report last month. The longstanding challenge of finding sufficient parking spaces for large trucks is finally getting boost in funding from the federal government, as the Transportation Department announced more than $80 million in grant awards, a 65% increase in funding for truck parking projects over last year. The money will be targeted at grant recipients, including states, local governments, nonprofit organizations, and academic institutions. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me for the Chamber Connection show. This week on the Chamber Connection, I'll be talking to Carol Carlin, who will have a special announcement about a Chamber event that will be upcoming in early 2024. So join me for the Chamber Connection.
The Chamber Connection, today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Logan Gregory on his knee at the 21. Sarah set. Vellante to snap. Snaps down. Kick is up. It is good. Yeah, we are tied. 3-3 our score now. Let's go deep. Let's go deep again.
Yeah.
I'll take 7 yards here. Or six.
Yeah.
Let's just see what they do.
Gotta get that first down.
Quick out. Fires it. Leggett makes a man miss. To the 10. To the 5. Caden Leggett's going to score. Touchdown, Argos.
There you go.
Fourth down. There'll be three receivers here near side of the set. Ball on the near hash. Brings a man across, though, so balance this out. Two wide outs each side. Riley goes up top. Single back in the backfield is the big back, I believe, Jennings. Argos across the front, four-man front. They back off a little bit. Then they bring some pressure. Here it comes up the middle. They throw it. He's got a man. Incomplete. Argos hold. They'll get the football back with 20 seconds left. Great job by this defense over on downs.
And those were your good notes. no, it was a hard game. We knew this was going to be a hard game going against FAMU, a Division I school, obviously. And, you know, we did get a field goal. We did get a touchdown. We did get several great defensive stops, including that 4th-and-4 stop. FAMU threatening on the Argos 36, and we took over on downs. But it was not a win. It was a 31-10 loss because if we could only not have had the third quarter, everything would have been fine. Well, we would have been tied anyway. Brian Henry is the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. He always joins us after the game to talk it up. Brian, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Tough loss, and as Coach Noble said in the post, you know, game interview, we're not here for consolation prizes. You had to know going in this was going to be a challenge. The hope was we could have four quarters like the three quarters, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was – there were – honestly, other than the outcome, I mean, there were a lot of positives that came out of this. I mean, they're a bigger team than us. I mean, if you looked at us lining up with them, I mean, you were like, okay, these guys are 20 pounds bigger than us at just about every – of the trenches positions on the line, we're not going to stand a chance. And like our run defense is one of the best in the country. And I'm thinking it's probably this early in the season, it's the best we've had in our 7-year history. Yeah, the 2017 run defense at the end of the year during that postseason run was amazing. But it took them 10, 11 games to get clicking. These guys under Cavell Connor are clicking already. I mean, they're just, you cannot run on us right now.
And that's worth mentioning that I think all of the touchdowns were – was there one maybe rushing touchdown and three passing touchdowns? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, and the rushing touchdown was a 77-yarder in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So if you take away that one run of 77 yards, we held them then to 79 yards on 27 carries.
That's amazing. Two and a half a carry?
Seems just fine. Yeah. I mean, we're very good against the run. It's just our secondary is just going to have to get a little better.
And we didn't do turnovers. The only turnover was the one interception late, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that was a fourth down play into the end zone that Caden and their guy went up for it. They both made contact with it. And as they came down, the ball popped up. And then one of the safeties who was coming out late to help kind of got the luckiest interception he'll ever get and picked it off.
And so, as you say, it was a fourth down play anyway, so if an incomplete was a turnover anyway, it didn't change anything, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what about penalties? That's been the bugaboo the last couple of weeks, and what, we have 14 this week? That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's something they just got to keep doing, getting better at. I mean, it's a discipline thing. Like, you can teach all the fundamentals you want, but so many of our penalties, unfortunately, are unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, things that we can control. Yeah, there's still a fair amount of holding on the offensive line, and our line is good, but they're not amazing yet. So, I mean, it's all five starters are guys that have been in the program for multiple years. So it's not like they're incapable of holding a block and keeping their hands inside. Again, I think it was just a lot of much better talent we were going against on the defensive line this week.
So coming up this week, and, you know, again, I hate to have a loss, but I'm with you. I actually thought there were a lot of positive takeaways. You know, when you go and play a team that is, you know, they're expected to slaughter you, and you hold them scoreless for a quarter, 3-3 second quarter, let's ignore the third quarter and all the breakout plays, and fourth quarter was even two. I mean, there's a lot of positive to take away from that, in my opinion. I know it's a hard thing to sell to the team, but they'll come to see that over time, I would think. This week, West Georgia, that'll be a big test, right?
It will be. I mean, it's a rival. It's a great rivalry. I know it's hard to say that when you've only played a team eight times in your history or whatever, but it's one of the weirdest rivalries because the home team has never won the game.
Well, that is
in,
odd.
In this series, the road team has won every single game. Yeah. They came in here 2 years ago and beat us, and we went up to their place last year and got them pretty good. So beat them by 14. So I don't know. I mean, it's a different West Georgia team. They had to replace Harrison Frost, their stud quarterback, this year. And so they've kind of used two different quarterbacks as they try to find their way. They're 2-1. They had to come back to beat Mississippi College this last week. So I'm not really sure what to expect out of them other than they're – a hard-fought team, and they're going to have good athletes, and they're going to have physical players, and our guys are going to have to be ready. Just like Caleb says, think about this game for 24 hours and then move on Sunday and Monday towards West Georgia.
Very good. Brian, we didn't have time to talk about, you know, men's and women's soccer. Women's volleyball doing great over the weekend. That's outstanding stuff. He is the Argos Director of Athletic Communications for the University of West Florida. As always, Brian, thank you for the time, and thanks for the times you're able to do sideline reporting during the games. I always appreciate that as well, sir.
I appreciate you, Andrew. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Go Argos.
Go Argos.
647 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And taking a look around, we're watching one accident. It looks like, and this happened just a little while ago, and it's not blocking anything, but just real, real slow. And this is at mile marker 4 now on I-10 eastbound, mile marker 4 near the Welcome Center. It's down to one lane as they work on a crash involving a truck this morning. This is brought to you by Boost Infinite. If you're thinking of getting the latest iPhone, you need to stop. Check out the insane, amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite. And to learn all about it, just pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Boost Infinite. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and I mean, genuinely, I say this, thinking about it, and you're not sure, hey, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty a call and just get, you know, their opinion about it. And look, I know I focus on Christina a lot. For years, I have talked about Christina, and she's a rock star. But I always say it, and her team at Leavenworth Realty. This is a note put up on the Leavenworth Realty site by Merle and Barb, who said, Christina is the best. Due to a serious health issue about 6 months ago, we decided to move closer to our children. And looking for a realtor, we saw that Christina had a proven track record in sales. True. After giving her a call, she recommended a price and sold our home in 4 days. If that wasn't enough, after we relocated to out of state, she spent many hours ensuring a storm-related storm shutter issue was resolved. You will not go wrong if you use Christina for your next home purchase or sale. And that's the thing I keep trying to say is, like, it's her team, it's the dedication, it's the heart, it's the willingness to do the extra. I mean, you'd sort of get all of that. Plus, I mean, she's just a sweetheart. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun,
Call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
For a gallon of gas, 388. Florida average is 368. Mississippi looks like the best at 330. California is 568. That's the worst. 335 east of the Walmart, 336 west of the Walmart in Navarre, 341 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, 359 in Gulf Breeze. If that one's even accurate, that's a, no, that's right, that's the Valero. I mean, it's as of a half hour ago, so that's recent. Sometimes they're old prices, that's why I say it that way. 344 at the Raceway just before Avalon on Highway 90. 344 at the P Ridge Murphy. 349 going through Pace at the first station. If you're on 9 Mile, 326 at the Walmart. 339 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Then coming in from the southwest side, oh, there is a 317 at the Beacon Store 3 on Cervantes. So it might be a little out of your way, but that is definitely the cheapest in that vicinity. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out there price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 653 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A man who was allegedly armed when he approached Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy at an event Friday in Los Angeles now faces a gun charge.
The man showed up at a door to the event carrying a loaded pistol, wearing what appeared to be a U.S. Marshal badge, and asking to be taken to the candidate. The campaign alleging that security also found a backpack with another handgun, knives, and ammunition.
That's NBC's Aaron Gilchrist, and LAPD says 44-year-old Adrian Ispiro was arrested. He now faces a felony gun charge. The theater where Kennedy was speaking at is less than 2 miles from the Ambassador Hotel, where his father was assassinated in 1968. Comedian and actor Russell Brand is denying allegations of sexual assault. The Times of London conducted a year-long investigation. Over the weekend, they published stories from 5 women that claim the actor abused or sexually assaulted them. And
the problem Russell Brand has is he's the kind of guy that if people make allegations against you, people are like, yeah, I could see it. You know,
right,
he's not the kind of guy that people are like, I cannot believe that would ever, you know.
Yeah, and so, a little bit of an image issue, yeah.
Right, and, you know, whether true or not, if you've created a persona where people are willing to believe the bad thing about you, you've set yourself up for being, I mean, you know, whether, again, whether true or not, you set yourself up for failure by creating that opportunity for people to say.
Absolutely.
And I saw this comment a lot online, like, you know, wow, couldn't it happen to a nicer guy? Well, exactly. I mean, if you know, right, that's, I don't know if it's true, but it's plausible based on everything else you know about him.
Right. And President Biden apparently getting his own Broadway show today, Andrew.
What now?
It's a fundraiser for his reelection campaign in New York. They're calling it the Broadway for Biden show. Apparently, it's got performances from Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ben Platt, Sarah Bareilles, and other top Broadway stars. And he's expected to be there.
Broadway for Biden. Lin-Manuel Miranda. And okay. All right. Well, you know, honestly, it'd probably be a good show.
It might be. I don't really know much about my money. Broadway,
I know that I don't want my money going there. So, you know, I'll just have to catch the YouTube video. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, we are watching one accident involving a truck this morning. This is I-10 eastbound at mile marker 4 near the Welcome Center. It's down to one lane as they work on that crash involving the truck. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Bands on the Beach is back tomorrow, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock, eclectic. Of all the things in this town that get pronounced wrong, is that right? Am I saying that right? Eclectic.
I'm sure that that's what it is.
So they've taken all the C's and made them K's and dropped one.
I have not heard of this band. Okay. I'm sure they're great, though. I mean, they always pick great bands
for
Bands on the Beach.
It's a good time. If you haven't been, go. And if you haven't been in a while, go again. I mean,
it's a free show brought to you by Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Absolutely. What else do we have going
on? Tuesday.
Oh, did you? What did I say?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Did you see the shark video?
Yeah.
The Mako shark video? I don't know, 15 feet, maybe 12 feet, maybe more. Four guys.
Oh, my.
And they're wrestling with
this. Hey, this is too dangerous. Don't be doing that.
That's somebody's mom.
Yes. Or a wife, you know. And yeah, so you got this shark, beach to Pensacola Beach, kind of on its side, head facing towards the inland, about like a 45-degree angle. And they are trying to drag it back out into the Gulf, trying to save the life of this shark. And he kind of like, or she, I don't know, kind of lifts up the head and kind of snarls around like, you know, you would expect a shark to do. And whoa! So they're trying to get this shark. And a few minutes later, especially one brave guy had continued, and they managed to get him back out. Kind of, then they got to turn him on his side. Well, he's kind of turning him on his side, holding him by the rear fins. I'm sorry if that's the wrong term. I apologize. Getting him stabilized.
Babe, let him.
And then they kind of push him, and he goes. So they rescued this shark. It only made 75,000 shares on WEAR's site and was on Fox News.
This is all over everywhere.
The only sad part about this, and we don't know for sure, but the sad part is that the next day, there was a similarly sized Mako turned up dead on Pensacola Beach, and we don't know for sure. WAR said they don't know for sure if it's the same one, but you know, I mean, it could totally be coincidentally, right? Same, you know, kind of shark, and also you kind of wonder about what damage it might have incurred being beached for so long and then dragging it through the sand and all that stuff. But wow, the kind of video I watch, I'm like, nope.
You want to help out?
I'm 30 feet up on the sand with my Zoom. I am not assisting in this at all, but I'm glad they did. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Mondays are the worst. Future news.
Future news. Perdido Roundabout. Tonight, Commissioner Brosh is going to have a town hall. The study says traffic isn't as bad as you think. It's not that big of a deal. There might be one little solution to make a free-flowing lane from westbound onto northbound. Will he support the study, or will he sort of reject the study and go with the people who are all angry about the backups on Perdido Key?
Well, he's representing the people, so I think he's going to represent the people.
It's a weird position for him because he's up for re-election, and if he tells the people they're just wrong, that may not go over that well.
I don't know.
But the study kind of tells the people that they're wrong. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one. Will they go with a free-flowing west to northbound kind of thing, the bypass to the traffic?
Yes, I don't know.
That's the one solution in there that makes sense. I don't know that solves a lot of things, but that definitely solves some of it. Will Scott Collins become the city manager in Milton?
Yes.
Will Heather Lindsay stay in office?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, why not? She just got reelected.
Yes.
The F-35. When will we find the missing F-35?
I don't know. It's so weird that it's missing. It's pretty big.
Who will find an F-35?
Your son?
Bob
Local
and his
talk in the morning, 5 to 9.